The position of the court is noted, but what is of particular interest is that the court noted that Mr. Mangoma was beaten up by three people who were there at the harvest house. And these three people were supporters of the MDC, and that these three people also should in turn be arrested once they are identified. So I think this process has been fruitful in terms of weeding out those people who perpetrated the assault on Mr. Mangoma. And we shall be following up on those people who perpetrated the assault.
Are you satisfied with the video quality and the content?
Well, we are not satisfied with the video quality or content. We did not make that video. The videos can be doctored, can be tampered with, people can replace people, and so forth and so forth. So we need it to be examined by experts. But what is important is that it was noted that at this point, Mr. Mangoma was beaten at harvest house, and that those people who beat him should be properly identified and arrested. And I think that is the job for the police. They should be able to identify and isolate the people who perpetrated the assault on Mr. Mangoma.
There are also plans by the acquitted to be compensated for the wrongful arrest. Are you going to entertain this?
No, we are not the state. The state arrests and investigates and takes somebody to court and acquits them. So they can sue the state if they want, but the complainants are actually going to sue ourselves for the beatings that we received or our client received at Harvest House.